For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. And once again, we're jumping back into our discussions with members of law enforcement against prohibition, LEAP.cc.
I'm Jerry Cameron, a retired police chief and a member of law enforcement against prohibition.
It's becoming quite obvious, almost glaring, in fact, the disparity in the laws in regards to drugs. You want to talk about how you've seen that change over the years?
What goes on with the laws on drugs is not unlike what goes on with most government programs. Once the government engages on something, their solution for the unintended consequences they create is always more law and more regulation instead of rethinking whether they should have been doing it to start with. And I have seen since the 80s just a constant increase in the no-tolerance philosophy, zero-tolerance, increases in the kinds of penalties and three strikes and you're out, and the amount of money that is put in has just increased exponentially.
Have you seen the intended results? Have you seen any decrease in drug use or access to drugs for our children?
Well, actually, the opposite has occurred, and that's one of the things that discouraged me so and caused me to rethink what I was doing. Matter of fact, between 1985 and 1996, which was just 11 years, the world production of opium trebled and of coca doubled between those periods. So we have actually, by creating the 300 to 3,000% profit margins, depending on where you are in the chain, we have actually made it so attractive to be in the drug business that we've encouraged more people to get into it.
The basic premise of law enforcement against prohibition is not just, you know, medical marijuana or needle exchange. It's to end this whole process. You want to talk about what that better situation might be?
Well, first off, we got here over a long period of time, and it's going to take some intermediate steps to get us out. But if you could point to success, to real success, you know, there may be some argument for continuing this. If I could snap my fingers and make alcohol or any other drug go away, I would do it. But every attempt to force people to comply with your idea of good decisions has always produced serious consequences in society. Prohibition created some terrible consequences, and we've got the same sort of things going on today.
If you'd like to hear more from Jerry or any of the members of law enforcement who graced our show on Cultural Baggage this week, please visit drugtruth.net. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.